We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, and we are beginning from the top of the Amid. Rav Avya Cholosh, also a Pirkei Rav Yosef. Rav Avya wasn't feeling well, and he didn't come to the Shir of Rav Yosef. And Vayis is that if Rav Yosef was missing Rav Avya by his Shir, it bothered Rav Yosef a lot. So Lamacha, he also, when he came, Rav Avya came, so Boya Abaya Lanuchi Daita Rav Yosef. Rav Avya wanted to make Rav Yosef feel better. He wanted to give an excuse for Rav Avya. Amalei, my time ala also malapirka. He asked Rav Avya, why didn't you come to Shir yesterday? Amalei, davacholosh liboy, my heart was hurting me. Let me see, I couldn't come. Amalei, amalei tam to me divasis, wanting to eat something and come. Amalei, it was on Shabbos, this was. Amalei, lo sovalei mar laho de Rav Huna, you don't hold the Rav Huna? The Rav Huna, also the odom shiitem klum, karim ispal tvilas mosofim. You're not allowed to taste anything before Musaf. So I couldn't eat something, and I was too weak to come. The drosh was between Shachris and Musaf, but he couldn't, he was too hungry. You should have davened Musaf right there at home, and then eat something and come. And hold what Rav Yechanan said. You're not allowed to daven before the tefillas atzibur. You're not daven before tefillas atzibur. Amalei lav itma alom Rav Abba betzibur shanu. That was dafka betzibur that you're not allowed to do that. That means if the gantz betzibur is in a daven musaf in 10 minutes, you're not allowed to daven musaf before them, either because you're missing tefillah betzibur, or because it's a zilzal in the tzibur that you're not davening with the tzibur. So you're not allowed to daven before the tzibur. So he said, no, it's only betzibur shanu. So you could have davened at home, because at home you could daven before the tzibur. So that was his taina. That was the taina on Rav Avya, that he said that, you could have came and ate something. And what's halacha l'maisa? But let's halachas aloik Rav Huna. We don't pass Rav Huna, who says you're not allowed to taste something. You are allowed to taste something before Musaf. But aloik Rav Shuma Levi. Rav Huna hadamar. That the Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to taste something. We possibly do. You are allowed to taste something. So halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to taste something for Musaf. But the Mishabura speaks out, you have to make Kiddush. You still have to make Kiddush. And I saw a Meridik and Mishabura here. I never saw this before. But in Reish Pei Tes, the Bi Halacha says that someone who's a Chayla and has to eat before davening, before Shachris, has to make Kiddush. So I showed it to Chassidus Yid yesterday. You know, a lot of Chassidim, they eat before davening. So I said, you know, you have to make Kiddush. You know, you're allowed to eat. Gevaldik, you know, you're not going to daven good, you have to make Kiddush. But they don't make Kiddush. The Maestro Ramesha, I think, argues on this B'Halacha, and he holds that it could be you don't make Kiddush. But Ayin Shom, it's a big sugi, it's not our sugi here. But Akaponim, Legavi Musaf, then Mr. Brewer says that you have to make Kiddush, which also a Shaila. They bring down in the, I think the Beis Yosef brings down from a lot of Shainim that they used to eat a little Te'ima before Musaf. The story with the Masha, the Marah Segel brings down a story with the Masha. He went to visit the Masha before Musaf, and they tasted something. They had a little to eat. So the Gemara, so Rav Huna, you're allowed to taste for Musaf. And we're saying you have to make Kiddush. Rav Shuva Levi, what's Rav Shuva Levi? Don't pass Rav Shuva Levi. What's Rav Shuva Levi? Rav Shuva Levi, Kim Shagir Zvan Tfil Samincha, Asad Adam Shiatim Klum, Kim Shispal Tfil Samincha. Rav Shuva Levi said, Allah, you're not allowed to taste anything for Mincha. That would mean after 6.5 hours, you wouldn't have to eat lunch or anything before Mincha. So we don't pass that Rav Shuva Levi either. That you are allowed to eat something before Mincha. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Rav Nechunya ben Akonoi mispal b'chnosis also the Beis Meredesh. Rav Nechunya said, daven before he walked to Beis Meredesh. V'tziyasa, and when he left Beis Meredesh, tefillah k'sara, he said a small tefillah. Omrulay ma makim tefillah zu, which means, what is the tefillah I use? Which tefillah are you saying? What are you saying? Omrulahem, b'chnisasi, when I go into Beis Meredesh, I need mispal s'liyera d'ava t'kola yadi. I daven that I shouldn't have, make a mistake in my learning. And we'll see the arichas in the Gemara. V'tziyasi, when I leave, I give thanks to Hashem for making me, for letting me learn the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara is going to go vayta and explain exactly the tefillah. Tanu Rabbanan, v'chnisasa imahu oimer. What do you say when you walk into the Beis Medrash? Oimer yirotzum v'fanecha, Hashem elikai, shloyer adavot kol yodi, I shouldn't make a mistake, like kashu var halacha, I shouldn't make a mistake in dvar halacha, v'yismichu b'chaveri, and my chaveri shouldn't be happy with me. And Rashi explains there's two things. First of all, that you're going to make a mistake in learning, and second of all, you're causing your friends to you're causing your friends to make fun of you, which is avera for them, and but you're the cause for that. You don't want that to happen. You shouldn't say something that's tame is tar or something that's tar tame. I shouldn't be happy if my friend makes a mistake. That's what you say when you walk in. What do you say when you leave? You thank Hashem for giving us opportunity to sit in the Beis Medrash. V'lo yisam techol kemesh ukronos, not to sit in the corner and schmooze about shtosim. She'ani mashku v'hem hashkimim. Ani mashku v'dver Torah. I wake up for the Torah. V'hem hashkimim v'dvar v'teilim. They wake up for dvar v'teilim. Ani amal v'hem v'elim. We both work hard. Ani amal v'kav v'schar. V'hem v'hem v'kav v'schar. They work in that v'kav v'schar. They don't make a sale. They get no schar felt. We could sit and learn for 3 hours and we didn't chep shah in the Mishnah. We get schar. On irots v'hem rots, some any rots v'chayim above him rots v'ver shachas. They're running to mamish to ber shachas, but when we run to learning, we are running to chay olam haba. Tano rabbanan kushchol rabbi Eliezer nichnas tamid levakroy omle rabbeinu lemeinu orchas chayim. Teach us the ways of life. Rabbi Eliezer is being niftanai. He said, teach us the ways of life. Niskim lechayim above. We are zeichet olam haba. Omle lahem. His arrow, first of all, is arrow b'chayim chaverchem. Be very careful in the covet of your friends. Umanu b'neichem in a hegyon. And keep your children away from Hegyon. What does Hegyon mean? Rashi learns two pshatim. Either it means learning too much Mikra, too much Tanakh, because it's better to learn Gemara. If you learn Hegyon, sometimes it's Moshech you and you don't get a chance to learn Gemara, which is the real Ian, the real learning. And everything's real learning. This is the Iker learning has to be in Gemara, which is the Oymik learning. And also, what other pshat Hegyon means from Sichas Yeladim. Keep them away from Sichas Yeladim. Put them between the knees of the chum. When you dive in, realize who you're standing in front of. All these things. They went in to visit him. He started crying when he saw them. They called Yechav Zaka. You are the light of Israel. You're the right pillar, because it says in the Beis HaMikdash, there was two pillars, the Yochin and the Boyaz. So they said, you're the right pillar, you're the main pillar of Klal Yisrael. Nei Yisrael, Amoy Tayyemini, Patash HaChazuk, the strong hammer. Why are you crying? If I had a major court case in front of the king, so you can, Hayom can, today he's here, Mocha B'Keva, and tomorrow he's dead. Shem Koy Yisrael, he gets angry at me, in Kasa Kasa, not forever. And my strain, he puts me in jail in a Surah Yisrael, it's not forever. And my son, the Yemi says, if he kills me, that's not killed forever. I could try to talk my way out of it, l'shach the mom, give him a lot of money, give him a bribe. After Pika and still, for this was happening, he said, Baicha, I would have been crying. Now you bring me in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is forever and ever. Shemekoy is like Kase Kase Olam. The anger is forever. Mashrandi Isser Olam. He puts me in jail. That's forever. I can't talk my way out of it. Lo shachta mama. Not to use shaychad. Lo oid. As Yosefon Eshnei Drachim. I have two ways I go. Echad Shagan Edim. Echad Shagan Edim. Ve'yedei Be'ezim Alichim. I say, I don't know where I'm going. Lo Efka. I shouldn't cry. So they're here. Amr Lai Rabbeinu Barchenu, give us a bracha. Omalahem, Yirotzor Shtei Moir Shemaim Lechem Kemoir Basadam. I'm giving you a bracha that your Shemaim should be like you, just like you see it from people. Omalah Tamid Vad Khan, that's a bracha giving us. Omalahem, Levai, Halavai should be Zaych that. Teidu, the biggest raya is, someone does Aveir, this is a serious Aveir. He says to himself, I hope no one saw me there. And Vishas, so you see how people have, they care about other people much more than they care about Hashem. Halavai is your kid the same way. B'shas p'tirasu yom lehem, the Gemara is showing that he knew exactly when he was dying. He said, ponu kelim ponu v'nei atumma. Take the kelim out. He knew he was dying right then. V'chinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shavah. He said, prepare a chair for Chizkiyo melech Yehuda was coming to be malavim up to Shemayim, because he was a enikol of Chizkiyo melech Yehuda. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Rav Gamliel Oymer, V'chol Yoyim, every day, V'chol Yoyim Yoyim, Espal Odom Shmoyin Esrei, every day, you daven 18 brachas in the Amida davening. Rav Yeshua Oymer, no, every day you didn't daven Shmoyin Esrei, V'ein Shmoyin Esrei, you daven like a kitzer of Shmoyin Esrei, and we'll see in the Gemara, and tomorrow's daf, exactly what that means. Rav Kiva Oymer says, Im Shkuru Tavasa B'fiv, if you know how to daven, or these days that we have a Siddur, Mespal Shmoyin Esrei, so daven Shmoyin Esrei. M'lav, Me'ein Shmoyin Esrei. If you can't daven, you don't know it by heart, then you should daven Me'ein Shmoyin Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Oysa, new thing. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Oysa Tefilasa Tefilas Kva. You make your Tefilas Kva. We'll see later on what it means. One of Pshatim means it's like a pain in the neck for him, Chas V'Shalom. It makes Tefilas like you got to get it over with. Ein Tefilasa Tchanunim. His Tefilas are not going to be Tachanunim. They're going to be hard to be accepted that way. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, a hoylich makim sakana. Someone is walking in sakana. It's also a new halacha. Nothing to do with Shemoneh Esrei. Someone walks makim sakana. What you do? Mispal tefila ksara. He says a tefila ksara. He says like this. Omer, Aimer, Ashia, Ashia, Hashem es amcha es eretz Yisrael b'chol prashas iber. Means to save your nation, Klal Yisrael. B'chol prashas iber. See what that means. Yir tacherim fanecha. Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Tefila. And the Gemara will explain later on what that means. This is the tefillah he says, Makam Sakana. Another halacha, Hayarechav al Chamar, if he's riding a Chamar, and it comes time for Zman Tefila, Yered v'yispal, he should come down and daven in the right direction. When Yochel Ered, if he can't get off the Chamar, it means, let's say, he's middle is with a caravan, and they're all traveling, and he can't get off the Chamar, he's going to lose his place in the caravan. Yachzeh Espanav, he's turned his face towards the Beis HaMikdash and daven. Any Yochel Yachzeh Espanav, if he can't turn his face, I guess the chamar is going the opposite way. Yechaven his liber k'neged beis kodesh kodashim. Yishemechaven his leib k'neged the kodesh hakodashim. Hoy mahalach b'svina, if he's in a boat, oy ba'asta, or in a raft, and he can't turn his head, or he doesn't know where to turn. Yechaven liber k'neged beis kodesh kodashim. Yishemechaven his leib the kodesh hakodashim. And this way, you can daven shemesh that way. Zok to Gemara. Hani yud ches. We see in our Mishnah that there's a loch of 18 brachas. Which just incidentally, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila are the one who masakin the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. But until the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, which was the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, everyone just daven in their own lashon. However, they knew how to daven. There's no such thing as the Shemoneh Esrei. But they were masakin Shemoneh Esrei later on because they saw people didn't know how to daven. So Hani Yedches Keneged Mi. Who is the 18 brachas Keneged what? We have to have something Keneged in the Torah, like a remez in the Torah towards it. In the parasha of Tehillim of Mizmor David, which is a remez for the Avos and the and Gvuris and Kedushas Hashem, like the Mar Rosh Hashanah says, it says Menayin Shomim Avos. It says Havolah Hashem Bnei Elim. Bnei Elim is the Avos. So it says the Hashem's name 18 times in that Mizmor, and that's where the 18 brachas come from. In Kriyishma, we say 18 times Hashem's name. A third pshat. It's going connected to 18 chulis, 18 vertebrates, I think is the right English word, Shiva Shedra. The 18 bones that it's in the Shedra, in the spine. Someone who's davening, and it comes to the parts where you have to bow down, like Maidim or Avos. Until there's a, you can see the bump in your spine by every chulia, by every vertebrate. You have to bow down until you see isa knegaliba, which means, according to Rashi, that your chest folds up, and between the two folds, there's a iser. That's what it means. There's a size of a certain coin between the two folds. That's one pshat. Other Rishayim learn it means you bow down until you can read a coin on the floor. That's how close you go into the floor, you can read a coin. That's other Rishayim learn. Rav Chanina Amar Kivin Shenanei Rishay, if someone has a back problems and they can't bow down, it's enough, he just bows his head down, then shuvin in sarah, he doesn't have to do any more. Amar Rava, and Rava speaks out, like we just spoke out, we're doing sarah nafshay, it's only because, you know, it's nicker that he wants to bow down, just his back hurts him. Umechzik by the car. It looks like he wants to bow down, but he can't. Zot the Gemara, afraid the Gemara Kasha, Hani Tamni Sari Tishriave. 18 brachas? It's 19 brachas. We know Vilam Hashim is 19 brachas. Om Rav Levi, brachas Aminim, but Yavne Teknua. In Yavne, there was Sakin brachas Aminim. We'll see later on, Shmuel Katan was in Sakin it. But Yavne Teknua, Keneged Mi Teknua. Who them was Sakin a Keneged? The 19th bracha. Om Rav Levi, Rav Hillel, Brei Rav Shmuel, Rav Chmeini, Keneged. No, not the Keneged Mi. It means Keneged, which part of Pasuk? We said we have to have a Pasuk for it. So we said before, it's 18 Askaras in Mizmor David, Hovel Hashem Ne'elim, 18 Askaras in Kriya Shema, and 18 invertebrates. So who is this Keneged? Keneged Mi. Keneged, Kehla Kovet Hirim. Loshen Kehl is also Hashem's name. So Keneged, that is the 19th Bracha. L'Rav Yosef, who says Shri Yishma, Keneged Echad Shavu Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein, Hashem Echad. There's another chulia we're missing here. The chulia ketana shedra, that's the 18th bracha. And Me'at Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we'll continue to explain about this 19th bracha of Lema'al Shinim and who is mesaken it.